where as the weather gets cooler and pushes people indoors, coronavirus case counts are rising again across the region, with more deaths likely to follow. But elected officials are reluctant to impose another lockdown. Instead, they're relying on individuals to make the right decisions to curb the virus's spread. WHYY's Nina Feldman reports people may not be scared enough anymore for that to work.
She's embarrassed to admit it, but there were moments over the summer when Adriana Kaplan almost forgot about the pandemic. At first, she took it really seriously. She had all her groceries delivered, worked her software engineering job from home, and didn't really leave the house. But by the end of May, she started getting restless.
I'm not good at just sitting at home. Like, I felt trapped.
Kaplan started inching her way out of the house. She began shopping at the corner store in her South Philly neighborhood at off hours. Then she started hanging out with her neighbors again, first with masks and then without. She went back into work more often. She started dating. And everything seemed fine.
Nothing was happening to me. I wasn't hearing anybody close to me having it. The longer it went on, the more distant it felt.
Now, cases and hospitalizations are rising again. City and state officials have said they want to avoid a lockdown. And they might be right to. New research shows that lockdowns aren't really what decreased foot traffic to businesses. Fear was. Athene Venkatramani is a health economist at the University of Pennsylvania.
Even without these policy changes, if case rates start going up, people start to worry that they're going to get it or their family member's going to get it, and you start to see them taking on precautionary behavior on their own.
The problem with that, though, is that people are pretty bad at accurately assessing risk. In the spring, we had images of bodies piling up at morgues on TV and stories of friends' parents on ventilators. Not as much over the summer.
For millions of years, we learned what was risky through our own personal experience.
This is Gretchen Chapman, a psychologist and decision researcher at Carnegie Mellon.
Now we're supposed to learn about risk by looking at public health department websites to see how the cases are going up. And we're just not, our cognitive system is just not set up to respond to that input for risks.
By the time human perception of the threat catches up to reality, it's likely that a lot more people will have died. And yet, in these colder months, as we wait for a vaccine to become widely available and hope that it's effective, we are relying almost exclusively on people staying vigilant to curb the virus's spread. Leaving that up to the individual doesn't make a lot of sense to Chapman.
We don't say, like, taxes would really help the federal government and community services. We think it should be up to individuals to donate taxes to the government, because if they do, it'll be so much better. Like, no, that would not work. People would not do that.
Chapman says without rules or laws, it's hard for people to keep the public good in mind with every decision they make. It's easier to forget, act in your own self-interest, and then when things go fine, keep doing that. Adriana Kaplan's somewhat risky behavior was being rewarded. She felt more free. She saw her family. Dating led to a relationship. Then she had a scare. A colleague she'd spent time with had come to work after being exposed to the virus, sending Kaplan into quarantine. Suddenly, she was flooded with guilt about all the ways she could have exposed someone.
I do regret it. While I was doing it, I didn't feel like it was wrong. But looking back at it, like, I can see now that it probably wasn't the best choice.
Now, Kaplan's buckling down again. She canceled plans for a Halloween party and a few weddings she was going to attend later this fall. But she's actually glad she had this personal experience to jolt her back to reality and remind her that the virus is still out there. It had started to feel like someone else's problem. Nina Feldman, WHYY News.